least himself when he talks in his own person. But if you give him a mask, he will tell you the truth.
The film The Fifth Estate is a bit about the underdog, but who exactly that underdog is remains to be seen. Is it Julian Assange, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, for reporting what he believes needs to be reported regardless of who it may hurt? Or is it Daniel Domscheit-Berg, played by Daniel Brühl, for finally saying enough and wanting Assange to be as transparent as WikiLeaks itself? The story is about Assange and the rise of the WikiLeaks website. For the most part, the plot is fast-moving. We meet the two men as they first meet each other and see Domscheit-Berg's character tempted into becoming a volunteer for Assange.
Two people and a secret. The beginning of all conspiracy. More people and more secrets. But if we could find one moral man, one whistleblower, someone willing to expose those secrets, that man could topple the most powerful and most repressive of regimes.
So says Assange, little realizing that this could very well hold true for his own organization. The story ends up being about the secrets of Assange himself. While the movie is being promoted as Cumberbatch's movie, and while Cumberbatch is, unsurprisingly, very good in it, the movie actually belongs to Brühl. It's always the sidekick who does the most work, after all, and Brühl shines in his portrayal of a man who believes fully in the cause, even when he's not entirely sure what the true meaning of that cause is. It's an understated performance. Brühl shows the ongoing conflict that Domscheit-Berg goes through as he learns and relearns what little truth about Assange he can. It's a telling sign that we hear at least three different reasons as to why Assange's hair is white, and with each telling, Brühl shows that his character is taking notice. Assange is all about transparency, apparently, for everyone but him. The movie is filmed in the stereotypical faux documentary style, handheld camera angles at the ready. Thankfully, it's a bit dampened, making it mostly palpable, and director Bill Condon makes the interesting directorial decision to use actual news footage, but never using any footage of Assange himself. While I hadn't been that keen on seeing a movie based on Assange, the trailer had sold me. While the movie is well done, I feel the trailer overpromises. The movie is about a half hour too long, and there are too many subplots that muddle the main story arc.
If you want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of. You.
Whether this is the true story of the origin of the classified media publishing platform and the main forces behind it remains to be seen. The posters ask, hero or traitor, you decide. What it doesn't specify is who they are talking about, Assange or Domscheit-Berg. The movie makes a valid case for either. The Fifth Estate opens nationwide October 18th. This is Angie Fiedler-Sutton, Annenberg Radio News.